A devastating strain of bird flu has been confirmed in Australia, sparking serious concerns for conservationists and the agricultural industry.
H5N1 is actually causing an animal pandemic.
It will be catastrophic.
We have prepared for it.
We've had other variants of avian influenza in Australia before, but not this deadly H5 strain. In fact, until now, we were the last continent on Earth free from it. So what is it, and why is it such a big deal? Well, bird flu is a highly contagious disease, and this H5 strain has decimated populations of animals around the world already. Not just birds, but also mammals like sea lions and land animals. Last year, it spread to far-flung Heard Island, an Australian territory, where it killed thousands of elephant seals. It spread through direct contact between birds, respiratory droplets, bird poo and feathers, and it can live in the environment too. Migratory birds can carry the disease around the world, and a migratory seabird had the first confirmed case of the H5 strain on mainland Australia on the south coast of WA. Bird flu can actually spread to humans through close contact with infected birds, but that's very rare. Now the H5 strain's been detected, there are serious concerns for all kinds of native animals, like the black swan and the endangered Tasmanian devil. It's also a worry for the animals we rely on for food, like chickens and cows. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it was only a matter of time before the disease arrived here, so the government's had years to prepare.
We've invested $113 million to strengthen our nation's preparedness.
That includes training people across all kinds of industries, from emergency services to supermarkets, on how to respond to various potential outbreak situations. The government says the immediate priority is figuring out how far this disease has spread. Other measures include things like farmers managing the water and feed birds use, and further down the line, if needed, there are plans in place for measures like housing orders, basically keeping animals indoors to stop the spread. But Federal Agriculture Minister Julie Collins says there's only isolated cases in wildlife so far.
There's no evidence of any mass mortalities, and there's no evidence that it's in our poultry or our agricultural system at this stage.
Experts say there's a chance it stays that way, limited to a few cases in seabirds. But if it spreads to freshwater environments, particularly ducks, that's when things could get bad. Certain animals like chickens and swans are extra susceptible to the disease, meaning it will almost certainly kill them. Michelle Villa is a microbiology and immunology expert.
In the USA, for example, since the arrival of this virus, they've had to cull and destroy over 200 million chickens.
Bird flu has a pretty wide range of symptoms, and sometimes it can kill groups of animals without any warning. Some of the signs are panting, a droopy appearance, trembling, and paralysis. So if you see sick or dead birds or animals that might have the disease, the government wants you to report it. But the advice is not to touch the animals and keep a safe distance. Take a photo or video if it's safe. There's an emergency animal disease hotline to report to, 1800 675 888.